actually was something in one of the Slavic languages, but it's not. The name of the song we played was Spanski Kocek and Zlatne Yusta. If it wasn't for them, there would be no Golden Festival. They are the people that are behind that. They got it started. They keep it going. Interestingly, and this is true of a number of these bands, it is, as far as I know, I don't think there's anybody in that band, or at least there wasn't a few years ago, who is of Balkan origin. They're in this not for the social, well, no, that's the wrong word, not for the cultural thing, but for the music and the dancing. They love the music, they love the dancing that goes with it. I don't think any of the people I played today, the live people I played today, are making a living doing this. But anyhow, Zlatne Usta doing Spanski Kocek. And that about brings us up to time for Zombo. Let me tell you before I hand him the microphone that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. I will not be here next Friday. There will hopefully be recorded Kenny Joe there to entertain you. And with that, I give you Zombo in your brain.
Smile, do that dance. Wait. right, I'm here. I am here. You're there. I'm everywhere. That's right, Zombo, in your brain. Today, January the 9th, 2026. WRCT in the Pittsburgh. That was Mr. Gnome, brand new from this last year. And somewhere out of Ohio, Nothing and Everything. Very nice tune there. That is Mr. Gnome. And we started off with Warm Duscher with Fashion Week. Another release from last year. Today, we're going to bond our internal fortitude. That is right, our internal fortitude. Yeah, we're past muscling. We gotta bond together with our internal fortitude to get through this this mess, this dark mess that we didn't ask for. I didn't ask for this dark mess. I don't know about you. If you ask for this dark mess, and darn you all the heck. Yeah. So what's happening here? What is happening here? All of us, bonding our internal fortitude, but celebrating the new music finds of 2025. Yeah, remember the good old days of 2025? Yeah, weren't too many masked thugs wreaking havoc for no apparent reason other than just to be cruel? Yeah, so you got to look at it this way. God, man, it's just like dark times, man. And it's no different than any other dark times. We are not an exceptional country. Every country goes through dark times. Everybody goes through dark times. You know, and it's not always somebody else. You know? Every country had their dark time. So it is a sad state of affairs that anybody has to go through any kind of darkness. Life is just like, it's just too darn short. I don't think it's, well, for some folks, it's too darn short. I like it. That's a good length. It's a good length. Because, like, there's some people just get like, oh, man, I don't know how much longer I can hang out. Well, don't worry. Nature's going to take care of that animal right then and there. So, yeah. 80's a good run. You know, make it to 80, and that's a good run. And once you get past 80, you know, it's iffy. You get past 90, woo, man. Make it to 100? I don't know, that sounds like a lot of fun. And you can imagine someone who is 100. All the change that they've seen happen over 100 years. Mind-boggling. It's like a science fiction movie come to life. Right before, you know, right before your very eyes. Ooh, yeah. All right! Getting geared up. The next 4 weeks are going to be all new music from 2025. And then after that, I'm hopefully, and I this year's a little bit of slim pickings, honestly. Some years when I do a year recap, it goes like 6 weeks. There's one, like 6-7 weeks because there was so much good music. I think it was like 2021, 2022, 20, right after the whole pandemic thing. There's a really nice glut of new music. There's some good stuff out here though, you know, and I'm going to share it with you guys, you know, and just recap all of the, my good music finds of 2025, and some of them are reissues, some of them are older stuff. I try to play as much new as possible because during my regular shows, there are always themes and they're all over the place, so I don't really have to worry about genres or time periods because they just all take care of itself. Coming up after my 4 weeks of recaps, we are going to be visiting the 7 Deadly Sins, 7 radio shows. Digging in to the 7 deadly sins that some folks seem to find, wow, you fall into a trap, man. There's 7 of them out there. There's 7 of them out there, man. I think one of them's going to get you. Anyhow, this is me and your brain, all right? What else is going on? Headed to Cleveland this weekend. Polka Maniacs are playing the Beachland Tavern. And that's all I'm going to say because it doesn't really matter to most of you folks. And it doesn't even matter to a lot more than the most. But that'll be a nice thing. It's our first show of the year. All right, you bums. Here's Banana Tree by the Pee Wees. More new music in your brain. And like I'm saying, I distill this stuff down. Okay? It's a fine concentrate of 2025. your brain.
Feel rude the way you are.
There you go. This is Junior Kickstart by the Goat Team. Kind of reminds me of that old NFL music they used to play. You know, on the highlights reels in the 1970s, they had that NFL show. It was the best way to watch football. Because I don't know when the show would be, like on a Saturday morning, afternoon, after Cartuzos. And they would have, like, and then John Dick Butkus catches the interception and runs back. So you can kind of hear that. Right here, yes. Leroy Jordan. Lyman. Dallas Cowboys. That kind of thing. That's Junior. Does that? I think they took that right from the NFL music. The Go Team, Junior Kickstart. We heard Black White by Baby Birkin. Temple. Not Temples, a band called Temple. And that's an older, that's from like 2010, but they re-released it onto this thing called the British Archive Records. And a nice little gothic tune, Spine, by Temple. Started off with, God, I keep seeing slow motion football players. You know? Can't even remember many of the funny names. Dick Butkus for sure. You know? That was a dilly. Alex Karras. There you go. Those are the football guys. And Broadway Joe Namath throws the interception. And the game is over. The Jets go down to a score of 7-6. I see, you can kind of almost see that this where that's going. And we started everything off with the Pee-wees doing Banana Tree. And, so I'm recapping what I think is like my best music finds of 2025. And it's interesting, how do you think I find, well, I get about 100, I review about 100 records a month. You know, 100 records a month. And if I like a song, the first time I hear it, I consider there's a possibility that you guys would like it the first time you hear it, because this is the first time you're going to hear it, and probably the last time you're going to hear it. Very rarely do people go, wow-wee, that was the Pee-wees. I'm going to go buy that Pee-wees record. It's basically, wow, that was Pee-wees. Where can I download that for free? So it really is putting no money in the artist's pocket at all. All right, so I got to tell you. So they redid the PSA book. Okay, which means the public service announcements. For you, those of us just joining us, don't know your anagrams or your bananagrams. And this made the cut. Now, this is I think Nostradamus had a hand or a nose in this PSA making its way back in. Okay, now this seems like a very cleverly disguised PSA on how to combine our internal fortitude and muscle through these dark times. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to read you this, okay? And you tell me if it's not how everybody is, what's happening now, okay? You tell me, all right? Here we go. It's called What's It Like? Okay. Imagine living in the world where you feel it's better to hide from the truth and face reality. Check. Where it's easier to bite your tongue than to speak your mind. Check. Where you gladly give up your freedom because acting on your own is too scary. Check. And wherever you are avoiding conflict, no matter how unpleasant it is, it's easier than embracing change. Check, check, check. It's scary and it's real. Doesn't that sound amazingly close to what everybody's feeling in the brains? I think it is. And you know what this is all about? It's the effects every year. Anger, fear, embarrassment, and hopelessness. Wow. That's what it's like to be living with an alcoholic. So there you go. We are basically living with a gigantic alcoholic. There's a way out. Yeah, for that, you can go to Al-Anon and the family groups. We got to muscle. We got to combine our internal fortitude and figure out what the hell to do. There's not a lot to do. There is no really quick way out, you know? It's not like in the movies, you know? In the movies, it's like, oh, my gosh, Davey's going up against Goliath, and you know it's going to happen, or the superhero. So, man, that bad guy's going to get it. You know, if you're watching, like, what was a good movie I just saw? Weapons. You know, the bad person's going to get it in the end. That's how it tests with audiences. They do an audience test. They show them, like, different endings. And audiences hate when the bad guy wins. That's why it feels so weird. If we were brought up watching films and watching stories and having stories where the bad guy wins, you know, this wouldn't be so difficult to understand. You know, like I'm saying, and I mentioned this before, if you're watching a TV show like cartoons, back to cartoons, Wacky Racers, where it's like there's Dick Dastardly, and he always cheated, and he always lost. They should have taught kids valuable lessons. Dick Dastardly cheats, and he wins, because when you don't play by the rules, and that's just the human nature, we're supposed to play by rules. And when one, it's like a football game. One team just decides to, like, you know what? We're gonna bring firearms under the field, and just gonna shoot guys in the leg, and we're gonna win. You know, if nobody's paying any attention to the rules, that team's always gonna win. Or like they always say, like playing chess with a pigeon. Pigeon's a moron, but pigeon's just gonna knock the game over and say, "Well, I won." When you don't play by the rules, sadly, that is a shortcut to victory. And that's why society's all built on that. And when you take away those pillars, man, it's confusing. You know, we're all supposed to do these things, and we're all supposed to do them a certain way, and then everything works. And that's why there's really nobody that can have a quick fix. What we have to do is the old-fashioned, what I call the Stalin routine. Okay? The Stalin routine is like, oh, Stalin's still alive. Yeah, darn it. Next day, Stalin's still alive. Yep, darn it. Joseph Stalin dies. And I said, hey, let's kind of figure things out and make things a little bit better. Doesn't get a lot better. Gets a little bit better. But then you know it, sooner or later, another dude comes in. And I don't know why there's such a streak of cruelty in human beings. You know, that we've got a little bit of, all of us have a little bit of that in us. But man, to be that nasty, where the whole world just looks at the newspaper every day and go, is that guy done dead yet? Is he dead yet? Is he dead yet? For me, I'm not all about him dying. I like the stroke out. I would rather have a stroke out. I'd rather do just like stroking out and really literally drooling and peeing and pooping his pants in public. That's the payoff. That to me is what it's gonna take. Because there's spinelesses on both sides. You know, one's complicit and the other one is just doesn't know what to do. You know, fiery speech. That doesn't get you to feel good anymore. Used to be fiery speech, still kind of makes you feel a little bit good. But man, that's what it's like. Anger, fear, embarrassment, and hopelessness. So keep that in mind. You know, there's people that have that right in their home when they're dealing with an alcoholic, according to this. But you can call Alateen, a la carte, Al-Anon, a la. They'll help you find out. Alateen.org. There you go. So there. Now we kind of put a finger. That's the first. They always say that's the first step. The first step in getting out of a mess is to identify the mess you're in. Once you identify the mess you're in, you can look around and maybe things start to get brighter. But if you're just wallowing and just totally confused, how this happened, all it is just like any other country. Sometimes the cruel, mean, and stupid and unempathetic people rise to the top, and that's what happens. And that's the name of that tune. Speaking of the name of that tune, this is new from Olivia Jean, thing called Reminisce, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT. Playing the new music of 2025. Well, it's actually old, 1 year old. The recap, the quarterly report, what else? RCT.
Look at the mess. in the pretty dress and do your best to reminisce. Focus, just watch her stumble through the rain. She'll never be the same again. Oh well, she was looking for an easy fix, and somehow she fit you in the mix. Well, it won't be long until the crash. Look how she's pounding on the glass. By now, you think she'd figure it out. Grab her wrist and twist and shout, 'cause you can not help but doubt. She cries this time. Stare. Focus. She's far too gone to
some grooviness there. Cut Dead. Something I discovered this year. A band called Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion. Before that, we heard This Happens by Holly Golightly from her new record and from the new Wild Billy Childish record. Yes. Yeah, he comes out with a record like every 4 weeks. Step Out. And the set started off with Reminisce by Olivia Jean. All right, so I got to tell you, we're at 45 minutes, and the profound revelations and the whole wave of, Zombo in your brain stuff spreads. So amazing, amazing call from Mike in the Heights. So he's saying, you know, here's a great way to figure this whole government thing out, okay? One party's complicit, the other's complacent. Man! Good going. Mike in the Heights there on that for 4 minutes of material coming at you. Yeah, just to, so the thing, one of the things is just understanding what's going on, and then you can kind of like deal with it internally. You at least can do that, all right? And man, that really kind of makes you, it doesn't fix, it kind of fixes things in your world, and at least helps you muscle through your life. Because if you're always, there's always going to be something, all right? In the wise words of Emily Latella, there's always, no, Roseanne Dana, there's always something. There's always something. There's a boss, you know, that is nasty. There's a coworker that's horrible. There's a government that's doing this. There's another government that's doing that. There's your neighbor that's doing this. There's a, you get something in the mail that's upsetting. You know, so someone around you gets sick. That kind of thing. There's always something that is going to be an obstacle. And a lot of times you have to like deal with the obstacle. Sometimes it's best to try and ingest it the best you can because, you know, it's just such a huge problem. That surrounds us. It's part of life. Ever since caveman walked out of cave, stubbed his toe, got mad and hit another caveman over the head with a club just because he stubbed his, he was mad. There we go. Starts it. So once you kind of realize, so here's another PSA. These PSAs, I'm going to try and help figure this out for me as well as you. I'm figuring this out at the same time you guys are. It's uncharted territory, but then again, you know, if you lived in the 1800s, you know, and you know you got, you know, 5-year-old kids in coal mines, you know, you've got these things, you've got an unbelievably dark hand that's been dealt you, you know, there is no way out of that labyrinth, you know. There's no way out of that lab. That's, you know, that's why people always look up to people like, oh, wow. That's why it's really sad when I see people that really strive. They really strive because it's just a human nature thing. But, you know, the odds are ridiculous. Really, everybody plays the lottery. Everybody that really wants to do something, say, in sports. You know, basketball player. For every, you know, Michael Jordan, there is 100,000 kids that want to be that, strive to be that, work to be that, give their all to be that, and don't even come close. But you get that one, yeah, that guy won the lottery. Why can't I do that? Why can't I do that? Well, because I always look at it like there's a big trough, okay? A big trough of success. Okay, a big trough of success, and there's room for only like 7 pigs to eat from the trough. And you open up the gate, and there's 10,000 pigs you let in. You know, some are going to muscle, some are going to cheat, some are going to trip, some are going to make it. Some. But the odds aren't in anyone's favor. You know, you have to find your own internal good stuff. You know, and the funny thing is, all right, here's the capper. You get, you say you're lucky enough to get to that point where you've like, you look at wealthy people, successful people, and you wonder why they seem so unhappy. You wonder why that's, you know, like even the one of the richest dudes, King Midas, you know, the dude that's in charge. You think that guy's happy? He's miserable. Miserable people spread misery. They can't figure out they have everything in the world, and they still feel something like, and it's not some spiritual thing either. Don't think, well, they just need to find some Jesus. That ain't the answer either. There is no answer. Humans are born hungry, stay hungry. That's what keeps us surviving. And there's really no end game to this. Well, there is an end game, but it's called croaking. It'd be croaking. I think I want to play that next by Clarence Carter. Clarence Carter. He'd be croaking. Hey, let's check this out. Check this out. Here's another PSA that made the grade. See if this doesn't fit your life or the situation we are in governmental-wise. Okay? People witnessing bullying every day. They want to help, and they don't know how. There are safe, simple ways. Not safe. Definitely not safe. Definitely not simple. But here's what they say you can teach to help stop bullying. These are five bystander tips. You want my five bystander tips? I'll give you my five bystander tips. Number one, get the hell out of the situation. Get out of there. You know? Beat it. Scramola. You know? I'm a coward, man. I see trouble, I run the other way. I don't care. It's a survival thing that I think kept my family generations after generations. That's why I'm here today. It was that wonderful cowardice gene. You see a fight? I'm out of here. I'm going the other way. I think that's what happened. I did this research thing and on my family, the Ancestry.com. And I was doing the Spanish, my father's side, Spanish. So I'm going on the Spanish side. I can't find anything. I can't find anything on past my grandparents. They were using aliases. They were used to escape from northern Spain during fascism. So during the fascism in Spain that happened, they must have skedaddled on a boat. I don't know how they got here. Nobody says anything about, they just ended up here for a better life in the coal mine. A better life in the coal mines in Clarksburg's, West Virginia. A better life in the coal mines. How crummy did it have to be? Like, I'm going there. I'm going to work in a coal mine. So I think there was some stuff going down. When you see trouble, man, I'm sorry, they skedaddled. They skedaddled right out of there. They skedaddled right out of Spain when stuff start hitting the fan. And they snuck out. I can't find any ship records. I can't find any logs. I can't find... All I know is these weird name changes. These weird name changes and no trail, you know? That just goes. So I have that genetic makeup where you see bullying, when you see something bad happening, you just kind of sidestep it. I mean, there's brave people out there that fight. Good on you. Man, it's just not in my genetics. It's not in my genetics to roll up my sleeves and go, yeah? Oh, yeah? You're being bullying? I'll show you. I am going to do what's right. I'll tell you, I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to just run. That's what happened. Whenever I was bullied as a kid, never fought back, always ran. And made me the guy I am today. Once again, skedaddling from trouble can keep you going to the next day. What are some of the other ones? All right, tell a trusted adult or family member. All right, that's doable. You can tell them, say, hey, listen, there's somebody getting bullied. Bye. You know, see if they can handle the situation. Help the people being bullied, but get away from the situation. No. Sorry, just say, hey, over here, help. Hey, and then I'm running. Why don't you take a run with me? Be a friend of the person being bullied. Yeah, you can do that. But man, I wouldn't. It's a dangerous situation, friends. It is a danger. These people are armed. They're not just regular bullies. These aren't regular. These are masked. These are masked thugs. You know, and if they're doing something so right and so legal, why they got to be masked? That's the thing that always gets me. It's not like they're afraid of getting COVID. You know. How is that? I mean, if you even look back in Germany, the SS didn't even wear masks. SS, yeah, we're the SS. Yeah. So these guys are cowards and bullies at the same time. Fabulous. It's a horrible, horrible combination. All right. Be a good example. Don't bully others. Now, that's a dilly. Don't bully others. And don't give bullying an audience. Now, that's good. I like Don't Get Bullying on Irons, but it's hard to say when it's in your face every day. When you turn on the news, which I do not, when I open the social media, which I do, you see a lot of bad stuff. And it's that anger, hopelessness, you know, and fear. You know, it's all. But the interesting thing about America, it might be a little bit different, is that we are so spoiled. We have so much good things, you know. And they're just trying to see how far they can squeeze the local, the little man, how much you can squeeze. That's always been this trick with rule. You know, the iron hand and the velvet glove. How much can I squeeze the little guy before he fights back? How much? Let's see. You know what's not going to happen? They're never going to be taking away your health insurance. They just, you know why? Because that, you the amount of people that is going to, you people go hungry. People miss 9 meals. You miss 9 meals, that means revolution. People go hungry for 3 days. You'll be surprised what a hungry person will do. 3 days of not eating. You squeeze somebody's health insurance, take it all away. There's only so many GoFundMes out there. Families are going hungry, you know. Kids are just like, you know, going hungry, you know, dying. You'll be surprised how a person's going to fight for their family. You'll be surprised how what that can bring out in somebody. You know, your big, fat, lazy neighbor with his kids. You'll be surprised how fast that guy's going to get off his butt and stop playing video games when his kids are in danger. That kind of thing. So yeah, they know how far to squeeze us, but I don't think they're going to be. They're trying. They test the water. What if we do this? If you do this, there's going to be trouble. Well, what if we do this? Well, that's going to be an inconvenience. There you go. So let's get on the brighter note. Let's get back into the music, right? Whew. Mike and the Heights got me wound up because it's a whole thing now. The complacency. You just figure it out. Figure it out in your brain, and you feel better. Figure it out because you're not going to make it go away. You know, and ignoring it ain't the way. Realizing it, accepting it, and then trying to figure some way out that you can survive. You know, that you can survive. And try and help somebody if you can. But I'm saying, if it gets ugly, I'm the first guy out the door. I would hate to have been on the Titanic. I would have been the dude dressing up as the woman. I'm sorry. They always say, oh, that guy's a big coward. There's a guy that dressed up like a woman and got on the lifeboats with the women and the children. You know, that would be me. Either that or I'd have short Lord Fauntleroy pants on and a big lollipop. You know, like, can I go on the boat with mommy? Gosh, you're like 5'7". I'm 9. I have a thyroid issue. I have overactive thyroid. I'm actually 6. That kind of thing. That's me. Anyhow, speaking, but I would like to speak about somebody who's really got it. Okay, a buddy of mine, Sean Lally, a great guitar player, was in the Frampton Brothers. He's in this band called Zocco out of Baltimore. And here's something from their new single, Fenwick Drainer, Zocco, Zombo in Your Brain.
south, neath the neon star, there's a man who plays the hot guitar. The gumbo wagon and the gumbo car, hear this man play the hot guitar. One fine night they were having a ball, the joint was jumping and rocking the hall. The hot guitar is set with a smile, from buck up through it's anybody's style. Stepped a man from Tennessee, laid the buck in the kitty so easy and free. I'm from Nashville, he said with a smile, play me a chorus like Thumbs Carlisle. That's real great, I heard someone call, now play me a chorus that tops Les Paul. Was great and Thumbs no drag, but Hank's my favorite and a Sugarfoot rag.